Unit 5. Developing Speaking. Exercises 2, 3A and 4.
I'm going to describe a situation to you. A young girl studies very hard and needs to find an activity to help her relax. Here are some activities that could help her to relax. Talk together about the different activities she could do and say which would be the most relaxing. All right? Now, talk together.
Okay, what do you think about reading?
Reading is a great activity, but I think it's a bit tiring for somebody who studies all day. What about you?
Yes, I agree. In my opinion, watching TV is much more relaxing than reading, because you don't have to think much.
Yes, you're right. There are lots of comedies that make you feel happy. What about running?
Well, it's tiring for your body, but doing sport can really help you to rest your mind.
Yes, but it can be a bit boring when you run on your own. I reckon playing video games with friends is better, because it's really gripping, but you can talk to your friends at the same time.
Maybe, but playing video games can be bad for your eyes, especially when you spend a lot of time studying in front of a computer screen.
That's true. What about cooking with friends?
It's interesting because you're doing something together and you're making something.
Yes, and you can eat what you make when you finish. But it isn't very easy to cook well.
What about the last one, playing a musical instrument?
Well, it's brilliant if you know how to do it. But learning a new instrument is probably quite difficult, especially when you don't have much free time.
Yes, I agree. So let's decide which one is the best. Personally, I think that watching TV, running, or cooking with friends are the three best activities for a busy student. What about you?
Yes, I reckon they're all good activities. But I think the most relaxing for this girl is watching TV, because she needs an activity that's really easy to do.
OK, why don't we choose TV then?
Okay.